This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois University Carbondale is joining with other colleges and universities across the country in navigating the challenges of the COVID-19 crisis. I talked with Interim Chancellor John Dunn about those challenges and how his campus is coping.
I've really been very, very pleased with our faculty, our students, and our staff in their ability to adjust in a way that none of us had contemplated, but things have gone actually quite well. The faculty and their ability to, you know, sort of turn on a dime and go to an online delivery system has been very, very, very comforting and quite remarkable. Our students have also responded extremely well. We're finding and learning more and more about where we are in terms of technology. One of the bigger challenges that I've worried about is are all of our students able and in locations that they can make the connections to either Zoom or certainly go online to follow the content. But in many instances, we have provided iPads and other kinds of things to assist students. So that has gone really quite well. I'm also very appreciative of our campus and its responsiveness to get together masks and gloves and equipment and share that not only with our own School of Medicine, but also with Southern Illinois Health, the Jackson County Public Health. You know, the team effort has been really very, very impressive.
You touched on those students who've reached out because they have needs, from iPads to even food or other things that'll help them continue their education. I know the university has a program known as Saluki Cares. Can you tell us about it?
You know, I think as people were really at our very, very best when we are in a crisis, and that people begin to think beyond their own immediate needs, and which are important, but they begin to think also, obviously, of others. And maybe we extend that in ways that are just very impressive. Saluki Cares, people have provided food, make sure that there are students in the community in particular have food, and all of those kinds of things. Our Alumni Association has put together, with the help of our foundation, a fund. I think now we're approaching $300,000 that we're able to share with students to help them through some very difficult and challenging times. And of course, we're very pleased with the new program at the federal level, the CARES program, which provides funding directly to the universities. 50% of that money has to be applied and used in support of students. So there are some resources that are coming about that we all need, and we're looking forward to being able to assist students even more. From the standpoint of health on our campus, we have had some students that I think our total number, we had two students on campus, and then we had to quarantine 21 other students on campus. They have all now been released. They're all doing well. The two students that were diagnosed as such have made full recoveries. The 21 that were quarantined never developed any signs at all. And then a couple more students within the community, but they too are doing very, very well. So, you know, we're appreciative of our own student health center and the good quality work that's going there. And of course, the coordination with the Jackson County Public Health Department has been excellent.
We heard last week from SIU's School of Medicine, Dean Jerry Cruz. He told trustees how proud he was of the community partnerships the university has and how they're helping in this crisis. Do you see the same successes with partners in this region?
Absolutely. You know, we're all in this together. We have not hesitated at all to make sure that we can share whatever we can share. I'm very pleased that one of our science teams the viral transmission medium, the VTM, it's called. There's been some news stories on that. The state needed help, and they needed 40,000 vials of this. And our biological sciences faculty went to work. They're doing that. They're producing them, and they're making a difference in terms of thinking again about the health and what we can do, not only from a standpoint of delivering our education, but this viral transport medium, VTM, has been very well received.
John Dunn is the interim chancellor of Southern Illinois University Carbondale. You can hear much more from him by going to our website, wsiunews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.